This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama, don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
We can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Don't forget your rubbers.
Ham Radio, but you left me no other choice. I called the FCC.
Uncle Eddie.
Because you're the host of this show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Thank you, bitch.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag. You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham Radio.
Make that clit big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Oh, woo!
Yes! Come on, me!
Ham Radio. The most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't see any of that. You're a liar.
Oh, my God, we need to play this fucking tape back. I did scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard, bad boy! Here's your target for tonight!
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you opened up the demon in me! Attention, Kmart shoppers! Blue light special on Danny's nipples! Aisle 3! Yay! There they are! Yay!
Thanks, now I'm disgusted.
I know. Good evening, everybody!
Hello!
It's the Ham Radio Show, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network.
Butthead.
That's right! Live! On HamRadioShow.com, 718-577-1389. Good evening, everybody.
Ciao.
That's what I was going to say. That's when you motherfuckers start talking. It's all right. we'll do it over. Start the whole show over.
We already
rewind. Turn the lights off.
Alexa already told us what noise Billy makes.
Yeah, I don't want to hear it. I just muted her because you activated Alexa by saying her name. She's like Freddy Krueger. You can only say it a little bit. Listen up, by the way, we're also live on the Ham Radio Ham Cam.
That's right.
Located conveniently in the Facebook Live Suite, which is on my Facebook page. There are tons of people hanging out in there as we speak. Please be one of them. Leave us a comment. Hit us up there. Or, of course, 718-577-1389. The phone lines are open and ready to go. Yeah.
That's right.
Until you call, then we don't hang up.
Yeah,
then
we hang up. Until Billy doesn't want to talk to anybody.
No.
We learned that Billy does not like to talk to anybody.
Not at all.
Hi, no. Lenore. Lenore is saying hi to us in the Facebook Live suite.
Hello.
Hi, Lenore.
Oh, Lenore.
Can I get a sign made, please?
Yes, please. How about you pick up your sign when she's done, Billy? I'm such a card. Oh, it's so good.
I don't get it. Was that a joke?
She worked. We know her personally.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So I'm just saying. Hi, Jean. Jeez.
You have a hygiene problem?
I have hygiene.
Hi, sweetheart.
Yeah, sure.
I just wanted to say hi to you. Are you calling me sweetheart or somebody else? No.
I don't know.
Sweet bag of Jesus. Hi. Giggles is
will
in there.
Will you shut up when I'm talking?
I'm in the middle of a show. God. Yeah, so that's what we got. She misses us. Well, you can have sex with Billy if you want to. I'm just saying, there's a three-way action.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not offering my services.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to come off like Mario Batali. You know what I'm saying? I want to let Billy get the action. He can have a three-way. Excuse me, Billy. I'm trying to fucking negotiate a three-way for you. Yeah. Jesus.
But I don't need that.
I don't care if you need it.
No, I think she wants to be part of such a thing.
Yes, I'm just there. Giggles is making fun of my hygiene joke. Joe?
I think Mario Batali could cause serious injury by laying on top of a person.
Well, supposedly he didn't lay on top of anybody.
Well,
according to the story.
They said he was.
Well, by the way, if you've been living under a rock, the newest name added, even though he's not that new to the list of men that have sexually assaulted or allegedly is sexually assaulted or whatever. He assaulted and peppered them. Because he's a chef, Danny.
Wow, that's so
you
good.
Get it?
Yeah.
Two words. Bitch. Vagina.
Yes.
Stop it.
I know. That was actually the best use of both of your sound effects at the same time. It actually fit and worked well.
Yeah.
Mario Batali in the news, former host of The Chew, one of the four hosts of The Chew, thrown off ABC because he allegedly got a little handsy with a couple of women that we know of.
Yeah.
60 Minutes had a report with Anderson Cooper about the said handsiness.
He was touching their mozzarella.
Hi-o! He was squeezing their buns.
Right.
No!
He had a man-sized manicotti.
Oh! Hi-o! Checking there. Oh, they're beefy bologna.
Man-sized manicotti. I like that, Danny. That was pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, it's good.
Go so rent the movie Grumpier Old Man 2.
I ripped it off from Burgess Meredith.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I stole it from the Penguin.
That's right.
Or Mickey, depending on which age group you're in.
He gave the cream in his cannoli.
Hey, how many food fucking jokes can we make about this?
He played hide
the
cannoli.
Nothing sacred to those devils.
Oh. I'm playing hide and go seek in her fucking sausage wallet. at least two of the chicks have come forward that we know of. One was interviewed by Anderson Cooper saying that she did not feel like she was raped. I'm now paraphrasing.
Oh.
Because I don't have the audio, because last time I played CBS audio, we got
so
fucking
she wasn't yelled at. Raped.
She was supposedly not raped, but she woke up supposedly
with
a lot
of Vaseline in her ass.
No, she woke up in
that was at the dentist. What do you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's not normal?
Yeah.
What? I gotta make a call. The woman woke up.
Yeah.
Supposedly all disheveled. She was she remembered she didn't feel like she was raped. She said she didn't feel any like tenderness down there in the nether region.
Maybe,
supposedly, hey now.
Maybe he just touched some titties.
No, supposedly, well, and then she tried to be all like, I've been watching way too many episodes of SVU. She's like, and then I remember there was DNA.
Oh,
and Anderson Cooper, who literally licks this stuff for a living, says, you mean semen?
Can I see it?
Yeah. Can I lick them? I'll tell you if it's semen or just icing from a cake.
I'll go right away.
Not everything's a taste test. Relax, Dan.
Is this scratch and sniff? But anyway, so
yeah. Yeah, that's Mario, okay.
Yeah, that's Vitaly.
Yeah. I've had it before.
I've had it. This it tastes a little bit like mascarpone cheese and cum. So anyway, he's in deep shit. So then the other chick that was also interviewed for the 60 Minutes special about Mario Batali, she said at a place called his restaurant, Babbly. I don't know what the fuck the name
something
of the band
is. Like that, yeah.
Babbala? Somebody look up the name of his fucking, it's in
Babu,
the... Babu. Bitty Bitty Bum Bum. I don't know the name of the place.
His restaurant, which he has stepped away from.
Yes, no, that's...
The first allegations came up.
Yeah, but what is the... No, but the one that he... The one where the lady thought she got... Didn't think she got raped and Anderson Cooper was licking the dress was a place called The Spotted Pig, which he was formerly a co-owner in.
Okay, faggot, what's next?
And then, that's so mean. Yeah. Then.
Was it before or after dinner?
It was an after dinner mint. Supposedly, she went up to, he had like a kind of, they all have these magic sex dungeons that you hear about after the fact.
Yeah. Sure.
Like, you know,
was it everybody?
Like Letterman had that room off to the side where he used to bang interns.
That's why Mario sends his kids off to college all the time. Well, you know, keep sending them away. They turn their rooms into these places.
Sure.
What up, Carla? What up, Dan? By the way, later on the show, I'll be playing a full song for the Dan Bruder Band.
Yes.
I made a promise, and I intend to keep that promise.
And it's, they're great. They're
and it's a good album. Yeah. The name of the album, by the way, is Evolution.
Uh-huh. Where can I get that?
You can go to I don't know if it's thedanbruderband.com. But Dan is in the Facebook live stream, so I'm sure he'll fucking tell me.
I'm sure he can get
Or it's at danbruderband.com.
Yeah.
That you can get. It's either the Dan Bruder Band or danbruderband.com. And the point is, the album's called Evolution. The song we're going to be playing later, it's going to be a full song. I'll leave you in suspense. You'll have to hear it for yourself. We'll play the whole thing for you and for Dan. Because, you know, he's a good guy. I was on his show. It's a good
right.
thing. Back on to other people. The opposite of Dan. Let's talk about alleged rapist back again.
Okay.
So anyway, that the other one place, I don't know the name of the fucking restaurant now. It's like Babbala.
Babubala. I don't know.
Boob Slap.
Beef Jerky.
Beef Jerky, it could be. I don't know. Something with a B.
Yeah.
I think it's Babbo. If
place.
I'm correct. Now that I'm thinking of it, I think it's Babbo.
Why not?
Well, anyway, that one was the... lady who she said she worked there. She was like a higher up in his empire.
Oh, they had a right to do it.
Watched him on. No. She didn't say she got assaulted.
Oh.
She was watching something on CCTV. They were on like the third floor of this restaurant.
Yeah.
She sees Mario. Now the party has dwindled down to just Mario. Allegedly. Let's. By the way, get the lawyers ready. Allegedly. Party dwindled down to Mario and some other broad.
Right.
There, she's watching everything unfold. He was appeared to be very tipsy.
Uh-huh.
A little drunk.
Yeah.
A little drinking a Sambuca, Dan. Hey, whoa, hey. Buona fortuna. Salute.
Then he tried playing hard the cannoli.
Hey, yo. No, he didn't play hard the cannoli. Supposedly he put his hand...
Try to reach in and grab a pussy.
He tried to pull a Trump and grab the puss.
Ooh.
And he went in there and supposedly they watched it. They tried to fucking get him. Hey Mario, why don't you go outside and fucking lick the curb or whatever? Just get your cock out of here. We don't need that problem.
Hey, you want to see where the horse bit me?
And hi-yo. So that's where we are with Mario Batali. But there are so many fucking things like with Mario Batali. Do you guys ever watch The Chew? Did anyone here watch The Chew? Am I the only one that watched The Chew?
We used to watch it. We used to watch it here when we had the afternoon show.
Yeah. Well, the Chew, he was always the dirtiest fucking guy on the show. And it was great because it was like morning television, but with dirty shit added to it.
Yeah. He would open up the door for the other two.
Yes. Yeah.
The little bald guy.
That's Michael Simon.
And that ugly girl.
She's not ugly.
Well, she looked funny.
She looks funny.
Notice, by the way, you that Joe funny. Says the black one looks ugly.
No, she was.
Just want to bring it up.
I don't, not for that.
Oh.
What's her name? Clara?
Carla.
Carla.
Carla Hall.
Yeah.
She's not a black guy.
But
I can be a black girl somewhere.
I think she's a lesbian.
She would drop things here and there, too.
Yeah. Oh, no, they all do. That's my point.
And
they all do. Yeah. He was just the fucking creme de la creme. Get it?
Because
it's cooking terms.
Well, they drank a lot of wine.
Yes. Had a little vino.
Yes.
That's what did it.
Delicious.
Oh, yeah.
You should hear me when I drink wine.
Yes.
No.
He sounds fucking normal.
That's right.
What, Danny? Why are you laughing? What's going on?
I'm laughing.
What are you laughing? Are you reading? What did Giggles write? She had a question for Danny. Hold on. Now I got to read it. Because now Danny's laughing.
Okay.
And now he's not going to say it on the air for some reason.
No, of course not.
She has a question for Danny. This is from Giggles. Did Billy clean or clear out his apartment yet? Okay. Moment of truth, Danny.
Yeah.
I love how she puts it in the Facebook Live, like, I'm not going to read it. Go ahead.
I seen it. I just...
Did he clean out the apartment? Yes or no?
What do you think?
I'm going to say no, but I know him. I'm right. Wait, hold on. We need more. I'm right. You didn't clean out the apartment yet?
So what's
I have.
What's your excuse for procrastinating this time?
Your landlord says no. But Champion says
I have yet to receive notice.
But you...
Or seen a moving van.
No,
but she knows my stuff is not at her place because she's at her place.
Well, where is your stuff?
I have packed up tons of stuff.
And where have you put it?
It's all placed in one room, ready to go.
Oh. One room.
So far. Oh. And now, I have other things that have to be done. I have to gather newspaper.
I have other things. Magically, now everything was in one room. Now he has other things that have to be done.
The things that are packed up, ready to go, are in one room.
What's the one room? What are they in? The bedroom that you never use?
Right.
Okay, so they're in that
room.
So
that's all packed, like almost all packed. The only thing not packed are the clothes I'm wearing. So that's not packed.
The clothes off your back.
No, the other things that I'm going to wear the rest of the week and all.
What about your
pockets? The rest of the week? So at the end of this week, things are moving?
No, because then I have to do the laundry.
Can't leave yet because he's got to do the laundry.
Very smart.
Now, I still have to go. I got to wait for like a good day when they have a good thick newspaper so I can buy a couple of them and wrap all my glasses and plates
and
everything.
Sunday paper.
Right.
Yeah,
I need
Sunday,
one of those.
Sunday,
I need like
Sunday.
Two of those. Yeah, the Times.
News, yeah.
So I had to wrap everything and wrap and pack that, and it's good to go.
Well, that's smart. Yeah.
So by September?
October.
This year?
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, aim for that.
2018?
2019? 2026. 2027? It's going to be before that.
Did he pay June's rent?
You know what? Why don't we just throw a Deadpool bingo out, and we all just pick a day? A dollar a day.
Hey, I wanted a board in this. I wanted the billboard.
The billboard.
Where we counted down how long since the moment he asked her to marry him, and now till he moves out and actually starts a life with her. Or we can have the end date where the marriage actually happens, where we actually get invited and there's a reception and the whole nine yards.
Apparently, because
that's a whole nother fucking epic story.
Apparently, Bill, you're supposed to throw stuff out.
Yeah, I have thrown out a bunch of stuff.
Wait, stuff from where? Which house?
I guess his. Because the reason why I asked, because we made plans last week just to stay home and clean. Any bulky items placed out for DSNY?
We have to paint the walls,
my dear.
No, I didn't
put the dresser outside. I didn't put the bed out there.
Okay, hold on. Did you paint the walls, my dear?
I haven't painted the walls at her house, no.
You're painting the walls in the new house, your brand new house?
In her?
Or in your old dwelling?
In her apartment.
In her apartment, where you're now going to live.
My walls were painted when it...
Where we're going to have a change. Where we're going to have a change of address. The mail's going to go there. You're going to paint the walls.
Wow.
Yeah, I have to paint
the
walls.
So this is a step in the right direction, Danny. When I'm hearing from my client, from my patient here, because I'm like your shrink. I get down to the nitty gritty. Yeah. She comes to us with a problem, and then we go right to the problem, which
that's
is you.
Right. Yeah.
And then
it's always me.
We dissect the problem, and we figure it out. We all play shrink. Danny's your shrink. I'm your shrink. Joe's your shrink. That's what we do.
I would help you paint, but I hate fucking painting.
I don't know.
So now what I'm learning, because I'm getting ready to finally start to go to my shrink, I'm learning through all the psychology I'm looking up on everything to see which is the best shrink for me, Danny. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking up, and I think what Billy has is not only is he have passive-aggressive tendencies, but Billy has... what we call in the business...
A giant dildo?
No. What we call in the business, he is what we call a procrastinator.
Oh.
I want them dead.
But a procrastinator on certain things. Now, see, when it's something that he... Like, if it's work-related, he will move heaven and earth. When it is painting the walls, I'll get to it later.
Oh, I would too. Now, no fan.
Yeah, I know. You just painted it.
Painting fucking sucks.
Painting sucks. That's why Mexicans come to your house and they go, I do the kitchen for $50.
Give me $100.
Give me $100 and some peanuts. Yes.
The next That's 2 days are good for painting because it's going to be warm, yet not as much humidity.
Are you now
get that in?
Billy, but are you?
Are you committing?
Wait, Billy, are you painting yourself into a corner?
I'm not painting any corners.
Danny fell off the chair. Are you painting yourself into a corner? Are you saying that you will paint this in the next 2 days?
I can't because
Show
I'm working.
Show me paint the house.
But... Show me paint the house.
No, I'm not doing the whole house.
Show
a couple
me,
of rooms.
Show me paint the fence. What's side, up, down. Side, up, down.
Yeah, yeah.
No Miyagi go. Oh,
you still got to wax on, wax off.
That's what she does in shower. Wax on, wax off.
That's right.
Hair on, hair off. That's what she do. She's going to get all slippery. Have we picked a color?
And after it's all done.
Have we picked a color to this paint? What are we
going to paint? Meant for the job.
Are we going with a green?
No,
because green means prosperity.
A good
are we
purple.
Going that way?
A purplish.
Did you bring that horrible shirt you have to the paint store?
No.
And go, I want this color purple. And they went, okay, sir, please stop whipping that fucking Barney flag at us, and we'll get you the paint.
No.
So there wasn't any of that. So you have picked.
She's picked a nice
purple.
Color.
So it'll be purple. Now, will this wall get painted before her two children are...
Graduate high school.
I was going to say college. I was going to say college. But let's go high school, Danny. Let's go high school.
Yes, it's going to get done really soon.
All right. But are you going to do it in the next 2 days?
Most likely not.
So, all right. So we don't have a time frame.
Can we rename the show to
There is a good weekend.
So you're actually going to move in now?
You got to wait until they actually give you an opportunity, Danny.
No, I want to rename the show to, like, Giggles Communications.
Well, Giggles, she doesn't call the show. She only does it through here.
Yeah, really?
So we have to play the telephone game where she tells us something. Mm-hmm. We ask Billy. He goes, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it. I have a room full of fucking shit. We're fine.
Yeah.
And then he puts on, Billy puts on the tough guy thing, and he doesn't, never lets you in.
You know what?
Let us into your soul, Billy.
Garbage day is
tomorrow.
And Monday. So next Thursday, I would give a Billy Garbage Report.
Ooh.
There we go.
It's a Billy Garbage Report.
I can't wait to hear it.
You need to film. You need to go Facebook Live and film Billy.
Oh, excellent.
Like, film from the front of your house, Danny. You stand where the garbage goes.
Yeah.
And you just film and you go, still not here. It's still empty. Still not here.
And I just show a milk carton with Billy's picture on it. Have you seen Billy's garbage?
Oh, my God.
We could do that.
Giggles also says, any mattress must be sealed in a plastic bag before it is placed out for collection. And the bag can be any color except red or orange.
Oh, how come?
I don't know. She's in charge.
I think red is medical.
Okay,
waste.
First of all,
right.
Giggles, we're going to break, so don't call now. Now she wants to call.
I can guarantee you there's no bed bugs in that mattress because the guy hasn't fucking slept in that mattress.
No.
I got it.
I bet you money. I will bet you money.
He slept
how
on a
mean?
Broken food
pile. Wait. How long has Billy lived in the thing?
I have no idea.
How many years? Say under 10?
Yeah.
So say five?
Yeah.
Let's say five, right? Yeah.
Sure.
I bet you,
at least.
Hold on, I bet you fucking money that it still has the same bed linens on it from when Danny fucking said, hey, welcome to the apartment.
Absolutely
No, he never
not.
Had the
because
bed.
He never slept in it.
But he never had the bed until after Sandy.
Right.
All right, so after Sandy.
He got it from his sister.
So how long did you have the bed? How long have we had the bed?
Since Sandy.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's how many years now, Sandy?
I don't fucking
2-3 years now?
Long
enough. Alexa,
all right, so 2 or 3 years. Let's just say, have you?
That's probably 5 years.
All right, well then I'm back to my original five. Have the bed linens been changed because you sleep on a futon, a broken futon?
No, he got
in the
one.
Living room.
He did get a new futon.
Because you're a strange bird.
Because that's how I am. That's the way it works.
Fucking strange. That's all I know.
I don't have to do things for people.
I didn't say you had to do things for people. I'm just saying.
That's all I'm worried about.
I'm just saying that Mario Batali has a more fucking normal home life than you. That's all I'm saying. And is that wrong to say? Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah, well, he's got a restaurant. He's got oil
Mario
all over
Batali,
the place.
Iron Chef, Billy from the Ham Radio Show, Iron Nudge.
That's right. Can you cook, Bill?
That's how it works.
You cook, Bill?
Yeah, I put things in the oven and turn it on.
Mmm, hungry man dinners. All right, it's the Ham Radio Show. We got to take a break. 718-577-1389. We'll take a break right now. We'll go through some paint samples with Billy, and everything will be hunky-dory. We'll come back.
How sweet it is.
By the way, it's a full load of hot-button topics for you tonight, so please feel free to call. Hit us up on the Facebook. That's what we do. We'll be right back after these
This is Ham Radio.
Gentlemen,
Uncle Eddie.
He may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We'll be right back.
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the...
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at religiontequila.com. That's religiontequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blow over two, blow over three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried. You're listening to Ham Radio with Uncle Eddie.
Sing it, Steven.
Every time I look in the mirror,
come on.
All these lines,
your face getting clearer.
The past is gone. It went by.
My old mastodon.
Your own mastodon?
Yeah, the mastodons. Mastodons. This is a song. We're waking up from the dream. Billy's actually going to move out of his apartment. Dream on. 718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody. We are live on hamradioshow.com, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. We are the uncrowned kings of reality radio.
Yep.
All right. Later on in the program, I will be playing an exclusive full cut from the Dan Bruder Band and their album Evolution. You can go to danbruderband.com. That's danbruderband.com. Like I said before, it's a full load, a hot, creamy, full steaming load of hot button topics. So we need you as much as you need us.
Not
call us up, 718. Yeah, it's a steaming hot load. Mmm, delicious.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, good.
Oh, God.
Suddenly, this is the streets of San Francisco.
Mmm, no, it's a lot more saltier.
I know.
718-577-1389. We need your help. We need you to help us. Tell us what we need to be talking about. We got some ideas of our own, but of course, we
no,
want to hear from
don't.
You. I have them.
No, you don't.
I have them. I have a pad right here. Look. Look right here.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, a little update. September 1st and 2nd in New York City, I will be filming for ASY TV a brand new show starring me. That's right. This guy,
ooh,
right here, the man who definitely does not have a face for television, will be on your television.
What are they filming? The ankles down?
Hi-yo. Yeah. It's like Elvis. Yeah. Now that he had to fail from the waist up, I get the waist down.
Okay.
It's called All Cock All the Time.
Ooh.
The show. Delicious. No, it's going to be called New York City Ham, and it will be me taking you on a tour of New York City, as only I can do. We'll be hitting all the hot spots, all the low points, all the high points as well, and all the points in between. So September 1st and 2nd, if you're in New York City and you see me with a film crew, please feel free, jump in.
Yeah.
Be part of the show. Be part of the insanity. For more information, go to asytv.com. That's asytv.com. So that was some big news.
Well, I guess I didn't get that memo.
You didn't get that memo? I told you before the show you could be on the show, Billy.
Ooh,
if
I know.
You want to. But you might be too busy moving out because it's September at that point.
Could I be on, too?
What?
Could I be on, too?
I can't hear you. What?
Could I be on, too?
I can't hear you. What?
Could I be on, too?
I can. Sorry, your mic seems to be cutting in and out. I don't know what you're saying. If you want to be
I
on the
show. I promise I'll be good.
If you want to be on the show, Joe.
I'm going to behave. I tell you.
I promise I'll behave. I'll be there.
I will.
If you want to be on the show, Joe, I'll see what I can do. I'll make things happen.
Okay.
He might know somebody to pull a string or two.
Yes.
I'll buy lunch.
Hopefully it's a string to the noose.
Yes.
That's around Joe's neck.
I gave him the rope. He just refuses to use it.
Yes. You can. Well, you can only give a guy enough rope to hang himself.
That's right.
Did you see this new thing with the NFL that just came down before? No, nude thing. If it was a nude thing, it'd be more
I thought the NFL would stop wearing clothes.
No.
That would be fun, wouldn't it, though, if they were in the raw?
What is this, the No Fooling League?
Oh.
Joe.
What's going on?
Joe,
you really don't want to get tackled on AstroTurf naked?
Could you imagine bending down the quarterback feeling for the ball?
Hi, everybody.
What's that the guy who gets the ball? He's the center.
Center.
Right?
Yes.
Yes,
he's the center, and then his backfield's in motion, and I'm going to go to his end zone.
Don't touch the ball.
Ooh.
That's why so many they have the shotgun. So this way they don't have to get up there.
Yeah, right.
Hey, shotgun like Billy's wedding's going to be.
Yeah.
Right.
Could you imagine if the center's got like gas, you know?
These things have happened.
The quarterback is
there's been players that have shit themselves during the games.
Wow, man.
It's not like it has never happened
Andre
before.
Andre the Giant took a shit all over, what the fuck is that guy's name?
Many times in the ring, these things have happened, yeah.
No kidding. I never saw that.
You don't see a lot
so
of
a guy
it.
Got shit on by Andre the Giant, and Danny doesn't know the name of the guy. But he goes, you know, that guy that got shit on.
Yeah, it was some good shit, too.
All right, listen, by the way, this is from WABC television. The NFL has adopted a new policy that calls for all teams in the league and personnel to be on the field to, quote, stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem.
Right.
Now, the policy was announced on Wednesday morning that says not all players will be required to be on the field during the anthem and may stay in the locker room if they choose. Previously, players were required to be on the field for the anthem. Now, to me, this is the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I think so.
Because what you're saying essentially is that you could be on the field if you want to be.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not on the field, there's your protest.
That's your protest.
You're protesting whatever it is, the myriad of shit that you want to protest. You don't like sunny days, the way cops beat, fucking treat black people.
Right.
You don't like unicorns, fucking dump trucks, Billy moving out, whatever the fuck you want to protest.
I want to use the bathroom at Starbucks.
Whatever the fuck you want to protest, you get the protest by just not coming onto the field during the presentation of the colors of the United States of America and the national anthem. That's all you have to do, and everybody will be fine. And I still already hear people bitching and moaning about this policy.
That's right.
This doesn't make any sense.
The players' union is upset because they had no say in this. This, if you don't want to take part in the national anthem, you don't come out on the field.
You don't have to.
Many fans that don't want to take part in the whole stand up and stuff, they hang out outside and wait.
Or they sit down, they get a beer, they talk during it. They don't give a fuck.
Most people do.
But that's their choice. You have that right.
See, there was a time prior to this that they would play the national anthem before all the players came out on the field anyway. Three quarters of the way empty still, and they would play it, and then voila, everything would happen. Unlike you watch the playoffs now, NHL, when Winnipeg, the last Canadian team in there, they were doing a national anthem. The entire crowd,
the Winnipeg Jets.
Yes.
Yay! Look at me, Danny. I sounded like a man. I knew hockey names. Look at me. I'm just a tough, wild boy.
Well, when you could tell me where they came from before this, I'd be impressed.
Toronto.
No.
St. Louis.
Nope.
Pittsburgh.
No, all those places still have teams.
I don't know.
Well, anyway,
Buffalo?
No, they still have a team as well.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know.
Now, anyhow.
Lake Goozagapla.
I like lingerie football.
Ooh.
It's so good.
Have you watched that lately? They actually play violent. It's great.
My joke wasn't to divert fucking Billy's like, ooh, lingerie.
Ooh, I love it.
Get to your point. Winnipeg Jets. Stay on focus, man.
Up in Canada where they would do the national anthem.
Yeah.
Say, can you see?
No. It's old
Canada.
Right? Because
they're
in Canada.
Hi, Trudeau.
So they would the first verse, and then basically the person singing would just take the mic, pull it away, and the entire fucking building would sing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Everybody up singing.
Them's Patriots, man.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
Yes.
And they take pride in all of that.
Of course, they were singing a totally different song, but
No, they were singing it, and they still got their true north, rightly, very loud.
Yeah. What about bad singers? You ever get bad singers when they're singing the national anthem?
Roseanne Barr.
Yeah, I want to punch him in the face, man.
They put celebrities to do it, and they do a horrible job. Sometimes they forget the words.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're celebrities, so yes, we'll put them out there.
Because
at the time,
see?
Most people, like I said, they don't show off in the national anthem anyway.
Billy, did that happen at the Golden Knights game?
No.
Right? Las Vegas?
Nope.
Hockey? It's a thing.
That's right.
I seen it on television.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
It must be true.
By the way, however, the team will be fined if the personnel on the field, quote, do not stand and show respect for the flag and the anthem.
How much are they going to fine?
So, like, if it doesn't have a number amount, I'm thinking that it'll probably be high because you're going to be trying to make an example
of. They're rich guys. They can afford it.
But many of them, yes.
But here's the problem.
But the poor water boy that makes 70 grand that I seen posted somewhere, I don't know how true that is, they may get fined. They don't have to.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem in a nutshell, yet again. Carl Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, when all this started, right? Look, he had very good points that he wanted to make.
Right.
All right, let's just call And I didn't want to say spade a spade because some of those say I'm racist.
Hey!
Hey!
What are you doing?
But what I'm saying is, let's just say he has every right to protest whatever the fuck he wants to protest. But your rights and your feelings, because at the end of the day, I've said this before on the show, it's about feelings.
Feelings.
Nothing more than feelings. All right? I'm still trying to prove I'm not gay. I just sang a show tune. Feelings is really, at the end of the day, what it's about, right? So if it's about feelings, you can't say...
Well, it looks like I'm on top.
You can't say that your feelings are on top of someone else's feelings. You're telling me you have feelings that you don't like how blacks are treated in America, right? That's solely what we're getting at, right? So if that's your cause, you can't tell the people in the stands when you kneel during the, you know, the national anthem that they're wrong with their feelings, that they're wrong because they feel like you're, you know, shitting on the flag, shitting on America, shitting on what
the
they hold.
Who sacrificed
blood.
Everything.
That's what the red lines in the flag stand for, if I'm correct, right? Isn't that the, for the blood? Francis
that's
Scott Key, look
still.
It up.
No, that's on a Obama poll.
No, that's different.
Obama poll, the red.
That's in the old days.
Joe, can you go watch Sweeney Todd on your own fucking time? I'm in the middle of something. I was on a diatribe. Can you let me finish?
Well, that's what it's...
All right. Anywho, the point what I'm trying to get at.
What an asshole.
I know, isn't he? What I was trying to get at was that your feelings don't trump, pun intended, someone else's fucking feelings. So you can't just say that I'm standing up for what I... Well, I'm kneeling for what I believe in. Well, I'm mad at you for what I believe in. So you cannot say one outdoes the other. That's the problem. We're too busy. Anyone that's fucking negative towards this new thing, this new ruling by the NFL, is stupid. Because it literally is the best of both worlds. You want to protest, don't show up. Stand in the back. You're not going to be fucking yelled at. You're allowed to, as per the brand new rules of the NFL.
Right.
You can stand in the back, and when we don't see X, you know, this guy, X, Y, and Z on the field, we're going to know that they are protesting.
Well, you got to remember,
for whatever reason they're protesting. So you still make your mark. You still make your point. You're still executing your right to protest. So where exactly is there a downside? The people that you fucking say are stupid because they like the American flag and you want to stand up for America and feel like you've been shitting on them, they get catered to.
Yeah.
You guys get catered to because you can protest in a way that doesn't piss off the other fucking people.
Yeah.
So where the fuck is the downside?
And then play football.
And then, and then do that thing where you get paid a million bajillion dollars to fucking do. You know,
well, it's
football.
All about.
Right, and in 20 years when you have all that post-concussion syndrome shit,
you won't even
remember why you were there.
You won't remember why you were fucking protesting to begin with.
That's right.
For Christ's sake. 718-577. Isn't that the number? Yeah. I have post-traumatic syndrome. 718-577-1389. We're talking about the new NFL rule, but we got some more crap down the pike to get to, so feel free. By the way, it's a full load of hot-button topics. We want to hear from you. What were you going to say, Billy?
So if you go back a couple of years, they never showed the national anthem on TV.
Yeah, you said that before. I think Billy has a little soft head.
It used to not be on. They would give you the build-up to the game. Just before it, they would go to commercials, come back, and you'd be there for the kickoff.
Yeah.
That they've found more ways to add more commercials in and drag the game out longer by build-up, national anthem, commercial, kickoff.
Because at the end of the day, it's a fucking business, and they need to sell ad revenue and ad time, so they stretch out the whole beginning ceremony.
Yeah.
Like, that's the other part that people don't seem to grasp.
That's right.
That it's a business, people.
Damn right.
They're there to sell me beer and boobs.
And Fritos
if I get hungry.
Potato chips, and cars.
Yeah.
That's when you watch a game, that's what you get.
And tacos from Taco Bell and fast food items from all around the world.
Yeah.
That's what their job is.
I liked it better when they sold sex.
Well, that's
you're not allowed to do that. It offends people.
Yeah. Too many hashtag me too, hashtag Mario Batali.
Yeah.
Wait, I want to play the Mario Batali music.
Okay.
Hold on for a minute. I got Mario Batali music.
Oh, great.
Hey! You come down to my restaurant, and I give you the white cream sauce, whether you want it or not, eh?
I'm making you the best cannoli I ever saw in your life, if that's right.
Hey, I'm a Mario Batali.
Hey.
Hey.
Calamari, lasagna, hey.
Hey.
Regatta.
Now, where's that weed?
Hey. Baffangula tutti quanti, eh? Hey, Danny, we come down here. Everybody smell like a fish. Smell my fingers, eh? Hey! I'm Mario Batali.
Yep.
I don't know why I gave him this accent. He don't have this accent, but I wanted to do it anyway. I'm a Mario Batali, eh? Hey! Then you want a little Alfredo? I put an Alfredo on your nose. Hey!
Hey!
Bafangu!
Hey, is that bacala?
Yeah, I don't know. Let me stick my finger in.
I like it.
Hey! No! He's a Parmesan.
Hey.
It smells good, eh?
Yeah.
Hey.
You know, when you think about it, Parmesan. It smells a little bit like Parmesan.
It smells like Parmesan?
Yeah, a little bit.
When was the last time you smelled a vagina?
Well, it's quite a while now.
And the last vagina you smelled like...
No.
Smelled like Parmesan?
Well, you know, I was at Mario's restaurant.
Oh, you were at Mario's restaurant. Yeah, wait a minute, back to the music. Hey! It's a me, Mario Batali.
Yeah,
hey, Joe, you were here with your wife, huh?
Yeah, I went down to pick up the spoon, you know, and then there's Parmesan.
Joe, you want me to finger bang your wife, eh? I do it for you, because I'm a Mario Batali, eh?
Hey, you good guy.
Hey, I'm a good guy.
You
eh?
Good guy.
I stick a thumb in your wife's ass when I go down there.
Do that for me?
Hey, for you.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, eh?
That'll be $10.
Yes, sir. I make up my own cream sauce. I don't know if I said that already.
Can I get a pizza to go with that?
Oh.
Fuck, man.
I stick up my dick in your wife's calzone, eh? Hey! Baffangule tutti quanti, eh?
I give you some really hot fresh sauce.
Oh.
Yeah, move along.
I like to put the hot pepper flakes on a bippity-boppity on my cock.
I always think about that. The first guy who ate pizza. It's a very disgusting looking dish, but it tastes so good, you know? But, like, how do you know how good it tastes until you eat it? But it looks disgusting. Why would you eat it in the first place?
Hey, that's like a pussy, eh?
That's right, yeah.
Hey.
That's another thing. You look at that and you say, what the hell? Am I crazy? But then when you get there, it's okay.
And bibbidi-bobbidi-boobbidi, it's a mean Mario Batali, eh? Danny, at least put your armpit on the microphone so people can hear you making the armpit farts, eh?
Yeah.
Like a Mario Batali, eh?
He could do it.
I'm a fucking Iron Chef.
Yeah.
I was under the chew. I had a Monte Mario. And then they throw me off of everything. I don't even have my fucking restaurant. Baba the Beeper, the Baba the Boopy place. I don't even know the name. I don't have them no more. Because all these guys come over here and they want to say, Eminke! Esuka de Minke, Joe.
That's right.
Esuka de Minke.
That's right.
By the way, today's Italian curse word, mink. Brought to you by Giggles, who turned into the chat room.
Mink?
No, mink.
Yeah, you could say, man, you could go mink.
No, it's not mink.
You could say a ming. You could say a ming. You could say, everybody knows what it is.
I could just say, fuck.
Ming means like, not
mink. It means dick.
No, it doesn't mean
dick. Yes, it does
That's
mean dick.
Mink
Danny,
doesn't mean dick.
Please, Danny, can we call your mom up and ask her what it means? Because I bet you she's going to
know. It can mean dick. It can mean a lot of different things.
It
really.
Means
some,
penis. Like,
some of these words bounce around. They can have different meanings depending
Dude,
on
they
the
used
context.
My father's nickname, because he used to say everything was Aming. I mean, he used to say it all the time. And then he used to say, my father used to say everything was dick. Aming.
Ask Alexa.
And she's not going to know. Dick,
How
can we
you
call
know?
Your mom?
Alexa fart.
Wait. Thank you, Alexa. She had the fettuccine.
Ming.
Ah.
You know, you fought like that, you lose 10 pounds.
I'm telling you, it means dick, but yeah, Joe's being...
That's not mean dick.
Joe's being an asshole.
Not, mink means like... it means a lot of things, like you said, but don't mean dick.
It means a lot of things. Yeah. It means dick.
It means like mink.
Mink,
like,
it means
like
dick.
Maron. It's the same thing.
No, Maron is not mink.
It's the same thing.
Bafangul. You think it
hey,
is not.
It's like it's big. You know? Or like, wow,
I've
look at that.
I've never actually heard mink. Joe speak Italian. No. I've heard Danny speak Italian. I comprende italiano molto bene. I never hear you speak Italian.
That's because I was born here.
And we don't fucking ever go over here to this fucking Steven Seagal motherfucker because he sure as fuck don't speak.
That's for sure. I thought Billy was
Does
Irish.
Anybody know why Frankie did Johnny? He don't fucking
Does
know.
Does he run like Steven Seagal?
He does look like now.
Absolutely not. No.
No. What, you know,
no, I don't have these fucking arms.
No, his arms don't move. They just stay on his side.
When you like, when you get a chance, by the way, Google Steven Seagal running. Mm-hmm. It's hours of fun. We need to bring up another fucking thing, though.
There's more to this shit?
No, different story. Donald Glover.
Who's he?
Related to Danny Glover?
Well, no, he's not. A.K.A. Childish Gambino, who is the...
Oh,
he plays
the family.
He plays Lando Calrissian in the new Solo movie.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, but what's funny about the new Solo movie is they have officially announced, which doesn't make any sense to me...
Mm-hmm. Of course it
does. Why this needs to be said... But it's officially now that Lando Calrissian is pansexual.
What does that mean?
Up to about 5 minutes ago, I thought pansexual means that you dress like Peter Pan when you fuck.
Yeah. Well,
it's
cooks.
Not that. I was wrong.
What is it?
Pansexual means you'll fuck anything.
Oh.
You man, woman, beast, mammal.
Dog.
Dog, cat. Doesn't matter. You fuck anything.
Parakeet.
Now, in the story, hold on. In a story, it makes sense because that means you got aliens all around.
Right.
You know, you'll stick your dick in anything. But it doesn't develop the character anymore, so it kind of is pandering. Like, it's like, oh, we got a pansexual in our movie. Look at this. Oh, we're moving leaps and bounds ahead of...
Is that like Bruce Jenner?
Doesn't Disney...
No.
Here's the definition from Mr. Merriam-Webster.
Merriam-Webster, she's always right.
Well, she's a pan.
A pansexual, someone who can be attracted to males, females, transgender people, and those who identify as non-binary.
Like Eddie.
What the fuck is non-binary?
Not female,
doesn't
not male.
Mean you have two legs.
But if you're transgender, you turn either male or female, right?
Yeah, but non-binary is you neither identify as male, you neither identify as a female. But
so you can't use any bathroom, apparently.
No, you can. You're
just shit in this cup. Here's the thing I don't get. If you're you literally start at one sex, and then if you're transsexual, you transition to another sex. So then you are binary because you're either man or woman. No. You don't go, oh, today I'm a puppy. It doesn't fucking happen.
No, you're saying you're not identifying as a man or
you're... Yes, you are, because you're changing into
that's separate from
that
being
sex.
That's separate from being a transgender. There's me, I'm a man.
Oh, so non-binary is a whole other name.
Yes, a whole other
group.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I didn't understand what you meant.
So basically, it's Pat from Saturday Night Live.
Yes, Indigenous Pat. There you go. Perfect way to fucking put it. Couldn't have said it better myself. It's Billy Pat. Actually contributed to something valid.
Billy brought something to the show.
Ming.
And Mink. He brought something to the show.
Malone.
Mink is not Malone.
It's the same thing.
No, it's
someone who is unfortunate looking.
Danny, during the break, can you please call your house? I won't put her on the air.
Yeah.
Call your house. I want it on speakerphone.
It has many meanings.
No, what does it mean?
The top definition, someone who is unfortunate looking. Number two, a man's penis.
Thank you!
Number
fuck
two.
You, Joe. Like, no, there are no points.
Number,
that's the one.
Number three, noxious looking hag.
Yeah.
As they said, to be, it has different meanings.
Number four, to be very fat and ugly.
Hey! So far, everything is a meme.
That's why your father kept calling you that all the time.
But how come in The Godfather, when Luca Brasi is getting the offer, he goes, mink?
Yeah, because
it depends on the context of the sentence.
That's right. You're right.
Billy, keep on reading.
Doesn't
Jesus
mean dick.
Christ.
It means the second definition was
it's
dick.
It's one of them.
Abafungal. Read on.
Abafungal. I know what that
an
means.
An Italian term for a stupid or annoying person.
Joe!
A term of endearment between two Italians.
Yay, Mink!
Oh, hey.
Expression of aggravation or anger.
Mink!
Disgusting, ugly looking loser who needs to get a life.
Let him finish before the complaint comes in.
A girl who was so ugly her wait.
He's so ugly
she can't
read.
Girl is so ugly.
How ugly is she?
A girl who is so ugly you go to her house just to break shit.
Okay.
What's the best that I mean?
What's a who and a what now?
Come on, like you could spell that.
By the way, Marcus, bisexual Marcus says, damn, Joe is special.
I tell you.
Special like a Jerry's kid.
He's special Ed.
Yep.
Here's some Ming winning up that exclamation
point. Faccia brutta disgrazia alla puttana.
Right, I'll tell you that right now.
718-577-1389. It is the Mafia edition of the Ham Radio Show, brought to you by the new product, Aminke. It's what we sell. It's what we do. It has multiple meanings, according to Joe. But guess what? Number two, it's a penis. I'm just saying. It's in the book. Look it up.
There's many meanings.
It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we got more wine, more women, and more song. We'll be right back after these.
You lie, fat man.
No, I don't. Come on.
What's your name, scumbag?
Ham Radio.
Wonderful. And while we're at it, we can light up a doobie and watch porn.
Great horny toad.
Now they will be here.
Radio Network, HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. You, whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut and style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
This is Slash, and you're listening to one badass motherfucker, Uncle Eddie, on Ham Radio.
GNR, baby. Guns and Roses. Sweet Child of Mine. I got a story that kind of fits this song. We'll get to that in a minute.
She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
No, it don't.
Everything was as bright.
And a bright blue sky. Come on!
Yeah. special place. Say too wrong, I'll probably break down and cry.
It's the Ham Radio Show. Come on.
Sweet child of mine.
577-1389.
Yeah.
The uncrowned kings of reality radio. This is the Ham Radio Show. Come on.
Marcus wants to know if he has to suck your dick.
I was just reading that.
On your new fan.
No, you can come by. Anybody. September 1st and September 2nd. New York City, if you're in the New York area, I'll probably be broadcasting where I'm going to be filming for ASY TV.
You get free lunch?
I have probably not.
Whatever's in the gutter.
Yeah. We're not union. ASYTV.com for further details. All right, so speaking of Sweet Child of Mine.
Yes.
Okay.
How about Sweet Child of both Britney Spears and Kevin Federline?
Oh, she has a baby?
Jesus Christ, I haven't heard that name since 1975.
Well, I'm bringing up Kevin Federline for a very good reason. It's a funny... This is the story that he... Not only is he dumbass of the day...
Is he gay?
He's dumbass of the millennium, no.
No, he fucked Britney Spears at least twice.
Yes, oh, okay. That we know of. Let me just read the headline.
That helps.
Besides that, Billy, it makes a... The headline's going to annoy you even more than having Joe read from the phone book.
Ooh.
Britney Spears...
Yes.
Ex-husband demands $2,000 daily allowance.
Ooh.
$2,000 daily allowance.
That's a fucking nasty coke habit, man.
All right? No, this motherfucker claims, Kevin Federline, claims that he filed a lawsuit to force modification in child support.
That's about $800,000
modification in child support.
She can afford it.
Well, it's not even the point that she can afford it, Joe. It doesn't fucking any make sense to do it.
Well, he's taking care of the kids, though.
Yeah,
but at $2,000 a day?
$2,000
a day.
Kids are expensive, man.
Oh, what are you, gold plating them every fucking morning?
Well, you know, they need braces and everything, you know? Of course not.
At $2,000 a day?
You know what a health plan costs?
These kids are fine. Shut up. Okay. Britney Spears pays $20,000 in monthly child support to her ex-husband, Kevin Federline.
Oh.
And now, all right? Now, for him, that's not enough. That's somehow not enough.
He needs that money, baby.
Yeah, Federline filed a lawsuit to alter their agreement. He demanded three times more. In other words, 40-year-old Federline believes that he deserves a daily allowance of 2 G's a day.
Yes.
So that's 2 G's a day.
Yeah.
Now, he doesn't have the kids all the fucking time.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. They have joint custody.
Oh.
He doesn't have the kids all the fucking time. She has the kids sometimes, and he has the kids the other time.
And that's when he can smoke a joint.
Dude, he probably smokes joints in front of the kids now.
That's true, yeah.
Well, we don't know.
I'm just saying, allegedly, let's just say.
That's right.
Perhaps.
Britney's ex admitted in legal documents that he's fallen on hard times.
Ooh.
This is an actual quote.
Hard times.
Wait, quote.
I can't get a job?
No. Wait, hold on. Let me read the quote. Quote, I work as a DJ. Mm-hmm. My income this year was approximately $3,000. Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so $3,000, and then I took a pregnant pause there for a second, per month. So he's getting 3 G's a month.
That ain't a lot, though.
All right, but what's...
That's about 800 a week.
What's 12 times 3,000? 3,000 times 12 is what?
Joe, that's more than the average person's making.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
Hold on. I need your math skills. Shut up and actually focus for a second.
Well, what do you want?
What is 3,000... Times 12.
3,000 times 12 is 30. That's $36,000 a year.
Let me just double check.
Yeah.
Alexa, what is 3,000 times 12?
3,000 multiplied by 12 equals 36,000.
Okay. We had to make sure Joe was right. Sometimes he's loopy. And he gets old and he doesn't fucking remember.
I'm a loopy.
Alexa, fart.
Wait, I turned her off already.
Good.
I think you're asking about flatulence. Flatulence, also
Alexa,
called fart or flatus, is caused by intestinal gas, which
Alexa,
is either swallowed...
Stop!
Why
do you have to yell so much, Danny? She's just a fucking little woman.
The verbal abuse.
I know.
No wonder she can't shit herself on command.
Okay, but 36... What was the grand total?
36,000. Yeah.
So 36,000, which, like Billy pointed out, is not enough. Okay, it's not enough. This is what he's saying. Like, most right. people live off way less.
A family of four.
Way less.
Living on that.
Okay.
You know.
Now, he doesn't have his kids all the time. So, literally, like, he doesn't need all the stuff he thinks he needs. He wants. That's yeah. the difference. This is still part of the quote. I am no longer able to perform as a dancer due to my age. I have not been successful in putting out new music, end quote.
Stretch, motherfucker.
I know. Federline feels it's unfair that their children have it so good living with Britney, but are cramped during the overnight visits in his tiny home. Now, see, notice the key word, tiny home.
Tiny
not tiny apartment,
right.
tiny home. Okay? Legal documents that, by the way, is probably bought and paid for.
I would think.
I would
so.
Think yeah, it's bought and paid for.
By now, yeah.
Yeah, like with Britney money they had before that. You know what I mean? Like he was getting enough money to get it done. Plus,
he
working.
Probably mortgaged it.
He got his Britney money plus.
Right.
That's the other thing Joe's not taking into account here.
Wow.
He got $36,000.
Right.
But he also had Britney money coming in already.
Which was what, $20,000 a month?
Yeah, something like that.
So, $20,000.
That's right. That's good.
That's
right.
another.
Yeah. This motherfucker is making bank.
That's another 40, what is that? $480,000 a year.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you can't live on that?
That's good money.
That's not enough.
Yeah.
You understand? Poor Federline, that's not enough.
He probably could
feed almost 2,000, well, it's about 1,500 a day right there.
Exactly. Yeah. Legal documents highlight Britney's lavish lifestyle, quote, in a gated community on a 21 acres of land with resort-sized pool and spa and media game room, plus a lit-up, if I have this correctly, yes, a lit-up tennis court, three green golf course, and a 3,500-bottle wine cellar.
Well, he should have never cheated on her. He would still be with her.
He didn't cheat on her. They just broke up.
But,
no, he cheated.
No, but he broke up.
He did, I know. It's common knowledge.
Did she cheat? Did
no
he cheat
allegedly.
On with you?
Well, somebody
I'm
I
just
know.
Saying.
He found the pan and had sex.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, pansexual.
She's very busy.
I had sex with the frying pan.
She's busy working though, so yeah. she's constantly earning. What happens like if she doesn't make money now? Like, say they cancel her Vegas,
well,
whatever. And now she
They're
doesn't
never
make
canceling.
Money.
That thing's a money
yeah, let's
they,
just
they may
say,
have to get a smaller game room or something.
Yeah.
Say something happens, like her voice goes, it just, her vocals, like,
she
chords explode. I know. But just work with
are
me
you
here.
Sell, wait, excuse me. Are
and
you saying
say,
that hit me, baby, one more time?
So maybe she can't.
Is that
can't,
amazing?
What, or say she breaks an ankle and she can't dance no more. So now
she can't dance no more.
But I'm just saying.
I love how Joe is the Joe is like literally.
He's
is,
the lawyer.
He
he's
is
great.
Fucking Simon Cowell. He's telling
he's
us everything.
She's over.
All right, wait. Ham Radio. Who's this on my phone?
I support Kevin Federline.
Yeah,
of course you
baby.
Do.
Why'd you meet
get
him
on
in
your camp of them broads.
Bisexual Marcus, of course, because it means, oh, chick is paying money, so
that's
bisexual
right.
Marcus.
That's right.
Dude, he's making a shitload of money. You're telling me that's not enough for Kevin Federline?
Well, he has women
I'm
to
supporting.
Take care of.
I'm supporting Kevin Federline because when a woman needs, when a woman is fucking demanding
look at you, you're,
support,
look at you, you are making, you are literally trying to make up some shit. Cause
I am not trying to make up some shit, sir. But you understand.
Alright, wait,
let
you're,
get it out.
Wait, Marcus, get away from whatever the fuck you're near, cause your phone sounds like you're,
yeah,
you got it up
it
your
up,
ass man. Again.
Yeah.
Oh, really? My phone's up my ass?
Yeah.
You like to hear it vibrate up there. You...
Take the cock that's up your ass out, move the phone out, and then talk. It'd be better.
All right, how is that?
Oh, that's much better.
Yes.
I like to hear your silky tones there.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, anyway, like I was saying, if a woman could demand and fucking threaten and basically put a knife to a fucking dude's throat, demanding child support, I don't see why isn't there a fucking petition? Why are we up in arms saying to get Britney to fucking pay K-Fed?
That's
buddy. If a chick needs child support, she will fucking raise all kinds of hell, fucking protest, set up a motherfucking picket line just to get a dude to pay child support.
Yeah.
Where the fuck is the support when the motherfucking Mandy
yeah,
shouts for
it. Yeah! Right, fuck these bitches!
Yeah!
Marcus.
All of them.
Yeah!
Marcus.
Yeah. Sound like Ike Turner.
Wait, hold on. Billy came alive.
Marcus. All right, you knock up a chick. You have a kid. She's the breadwinner. You're getting $20,000 a month.
Wait a minute. There's bread?
I'm hungry. You're getting $20,000 a month.
I want more.
Where the fuck? How do you spend $20,000 a month?
Yeah,
the ends are meeting like a motherfucker, dude.
The ends are meeting. All right, there's no. Oh, we're gonna put this on for a rainy day. There's a fucking typhoon. Yeah. Okay, this guy has money coming out of his dick hole. Yeah. Okay, he fucked two Britney Spears babies into her. Yeah. You understand that? He's got money.
I bet he has a large dick.
He probably does. And, he's a big,
which
meaty
is
thermos.
Probably why he can't dance anymore.
That's true.
My dick gets in the way.
Guess what? Here's why I don't give two shits about what the fuck he's spending. Because bitches, there's some bitches out there who will fucking abuse the child support.
Oh, absolutely.
There are chicks out there
absolutely.
Who will take that money that the man gives and go and do their fucking nails, their fucking hair, all kinds of shit, but never goes to get
and
his
buy
fucking
the kids
kid
what
a
they
toy
need.
From Toys R Us.
Oh, absolutely.
So and I say, well,
good
so
luck
I
going to Toys R Us now.
Pay the fuck up.
Using old references, sir, in your testimony?
Pay that money, baby.
Look, I don't disagree. Marcus, I'm not disagreeing with you. There are fucking crazy bitches out there. We know for a fact. I know dudes that are fucking paying like 2 G's for like, at one point they were paying 2 G's for like one kid. You know what I mean? Like, and they were just garnishing fucking wages. I get it. The system is not set up for, you know, if you have a penis and testicles. I get it. But the fact is, this is fucking abuse of a system.
But it's also changing. I mean, it does work both ways.
Okay, so Giggle, just like Marcus.
Giggle says the non-custodial parent pays child support. But what if...
Wait a minute, he's a custodian?
Yes.
I work always. I'm a pansexual.
No, right.
He's a pansexual. Now you're a pansexual?
Now you're a pansexual. So what happens if you have joint custody, so when both of you will be the custodian, then who pays?
Right.
Yeah.
Then I... Then it's
but me. They have joint custody because she has
I'm
them sometimes.
Giggles.
No, I understand
I know,
it.
Weird, but
I'm trying to get this point out the Giggles. If she's also watching the fucking kids and he's watching the kids, therefore they have joint fucking, you know, because, you know. Yeah. Isn't that joint custody? That was the word.
But is it
I want to
visitation?
Say custodial again.
Is it visitation? Is it like, you know, weekends? Is it this? You know, that's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
Do you get the summers when they're not in school? Do you get them for the holidays? Do you get them for this?
Do you get to take them to Martha's Vineyard?
Right. You going to leave them with Uncle Buck?
By the way, Giggles also says to Marcus, the fact that you feel the need to refer to women as bitches... it means that.
Oh my God!
Wait, hold on. Proves that you're bitter.
Oh no, God, you think?
Yeah. First of all,
what's the other one?
First of all, and Billy, look, I mean no disrespect to you.
So that
absolutely none.
Here it comes.
But women call each other bitches. Now look. If
well,
I, now look,
black people call each other things.
Hey, Kendrick Lamar's not here, so don't say.
Ha ha.
Go ahead.
Look, my thing is this. Look, I don't give a fuck if you call me a nigga. I don't give a fuck. Here's my thing.
Oh, we got one.
Look, I don't give a fuck. If women can call each other bitches, why the fuck can't I? Even if it's in a compliment. Like, if I go up to a woman and say, you the finest bitch I ever met, why the fuck is that an insult?
Wait, because I'm going to defend myself here. To each woman, it's always different. Dude, I got yelled. I was on Facebook, right?
You should be, though.
No, somebody made a comment about these sex robots that they're making now for women that have penises. Oh. And I said, I can't wait till one of these motherfucking robots misfires, right? And a bitch, I didn't say a bitch, I said a chick is either smashed into the ceiling or smashed into the bed, depending on what sexual position she was in at the time with the robot.
She'll sue the company for sexual abuse.
Some fucking woman writes
She'll
me and goes...
dress it up like Mario Batali.
I'm a Mario Batali. Hey, some woman writes the freaking thing and tells me, I thought only dicks would say the word chicks. Stop acting like you're a big man and you're manly. And I went, I went, first off, dicks is offensive. Yeah. And I don't like your language. That's what I said to her. And then she got more mad. And then I kept compounding it with, she goes, well, if the dick fits. And I'm like, that's all you got? If the dick fits?
Yeah. My, it's a big one.
It is. And I'm like, and that's all you have?
We'll try it out. Yeah.
And then I went, and she goes, well, you know, she said some kind of smarky remark. And I said, I expect more from a chick like you. Ooh. And then she got more mad and then she shut up. Yeah. But my point is, you can say chick and get in trouble, let alone bitches. I've gotten in trouble for calling a woman beautiful.
Yeah, that's true.
I've gotten in trouble.
Which proves that women, again, don't know what the fuck they want. They don't know what the fuck they don't like.
Yeah, they're just vindictive.
By the way, I just told one of my best friends here at work, I love my bitch. I got a girl. By the way, I'm in a polyamorous relationship, and I love my bitch.
Polyamorous means that you guys can fuck anybody?
They fuck while wearing polyester.
No. I have my girl has a man, right?
Oh.
And I am her second boyfriend.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Now, do you fuck the dude?
No, we don't fuck. We're like really cool friends. You get what I'm saying? We're cool.
Oh.
But.
So she has two boyfriends.
Yes.
Okay.
Ready or not, here I come.
Okay, I'm sorry, that was too loud.
And my girl will let us go back. We'll tag team my ass. She'll come to the house, fuck me, go to back home, fuck him. She'll let me have girlfriends. She let me have other girlfriends. I love my bitch. And I wouldn't trade no other bitch for any other in the world. I love my bitch.
Now,
that right there, me calling her a bitch, that is not an offensive term. I love her.
I don't see. To me, I don't see it as an offensive term.
If she's okay with it,
no, not even. Fuck if she's okay with it. He's saying it in a complimentary way.
Yeah. But if she's okay with it, it's bitch. Fine.
No, but he's telling us she ain't here to fucking tell us if she likes it or not, Billy.
Right.
He's making it in a complimentary way and saying, "I love my bitch."
Yeah.
You know what I mean, like, if that's how they talk. And I don't mean they as in the blacks. I mean they as in those two.
Right.
She's in a polyamorous fucking relationship. First off, we don't think that she's...
I get to have boyfriends and girlfriends. I love my girlfriend. I love her.
Yeah. I'm excited that you actually have a girlfriend now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, and Carla got the fucking audacity to be laughing about that fucking shit. So Carla can suck my dick for laughing at my fucking accomplishments. She could suck my fucking black, shiny dick.
Yeah! It's black and it's shiny! I seen it!
It's the lotion.
Fuck Carla. Fuck her.
Fuck Carla. Platypus in the Facebook Live suite. Marcus has a girlfriend with a boyfriend and fuck buddies. Mm. Okay? Wait, hold on. It moved real fast. And fuck buddy. That's not a girlfriend. That's a Craigslist ad.
That's right.
Very true. Very true.
That's what me and my girl are going to be doing sometime in the next few weeks.
Fucking?
I'm taking my girl wants to go to the little theater and get gang banged by old white dude.
That bitch!
She wants to do that shit. I got a hope for a girl.
Hey,
I love her.
Can you do that in September so Eddie can come by and film it for his show?
Oh, I'll put that on TV.
Yeah, sure.
There you go. Ed, I'm trying to help you out.
Yeah, but that's Jersey.
It's going to be on Pornhub.
Don't worry.
It's going to be on Pornhub, nigga.
It's going to be on Pornhub, nigga. Did you understand what he said? It's going to be on Pornhub.
It's
going to
be on Pornhub,
I
nigga.
Don't use Pornhub, though.
I do. It's good stuff. Yeah. All right, so wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You and the girlfriend. That bitch.
Yeah.
We'll call, that's going to be her new name. That bitch.
That bitch.
D-A-T-B-I-T-C-H.
That bitch.
That bitch. Are going to go. So bisexual Marcus and that bitch are going to go down to the theater.
Yeah.
And she's literally just going to fucking open up her legs and take it any which way she can from anybody in the theater plus you.
For money, yeah.
For money?
Oh. So now you're running a prostitution ring. That's pretty fucked up, man.
Whoa. I am not. First of all, I did not suggest this idea. I told her about my experiences at the little theater, right? But she got mad. She got excited as shit. She was like, I want to go. Like, I really want to go. I want to try and make this money out of there. She wants to really go in there and get fucking, she wants to fuck these old dudes for money. I didn't put her up to that shit.
How much is she charging? Because I have a background in prostitution.
Yeah. He also has a few dollars.
Yeah.
She's going to want a hundo and a half.
But what do I get for a hundo and a half? Do I fuck her in the face and in the puss?
Is that the group rate?
You get the package. The whole fucking package.
I get the whole package. Is that because I'm Uncle Eddie and I'm a pseudo celebrity? Yeah. Or is it... is that the...
Well, I mean, I'll ask for a friendship discount because you my nigga, so...
Do you offer, like, a Groupon?
Yeah. What's your cut, Mark?
I'll... Say what?
What's your cut? How much do you get?
I'm getting a 30% cut.
30%?
I asked
for... So you can give Eddie your discount. Give him 30% off.
There you go.
Yeah.
You take a loss on me banging your girlfriend, that bitch, in a...
No, I mean, when I mean...
Say $45, then.
The overall.
So what if me, because we know that Giggles won't let Billy go.
Let's say.
Of course.
I'm not going to Newark.
Wait, hold on. Let's say me, Danny, and Joe run train on your girl.
I can't do that either.
All right, so me and Danny. Danny got frontsies, I get backsies. Yeah. And we run train on
you. That's $300.
No saw crossing, though.
Yeah, no saw crossing. But if,
hey, man, this time we're going to do it my way.
Is that that bitch? Is that what his girlfriend sounds like?
Now, that's a voice, too.
Yeah, like, what if we, how about Marcus takes her mouth, Danny, yeah. You get puss, I get ass.
And you guys can all hold hands
and then
up
we can,
high.
And then we sing Kumbaya.
Oh, Kumbaya.
Kumbaya, my lord, Kumbaya.
You can't do that because work. Then your dicks will touch you. It's not...
Also, we can't talk during the movie.
Wait, how is our dicks going to touch? If I'm taking the mouth.
Yeah. No, Marcus has the mouth.
All right, so if I'm taking the...
You're taking the pussy.
Puss, and he's taking the ass.
Yeah.
Not really touching that.
Well, he's saying that yours is so big that it'll go past the wall.
No.
That separates the ass from the pussy.
You can't do double penetration without some touching going on.
No, double... No, we're not DPing the same hole, Joe.
What are you doing?
That's insanity. What you're talking about. We're merely just sticking every one of our penises in every one of the holes that this young lady has.
Oh, you're not doing it at the same time, though.
No, at the same time, but not. But we're not touching.
Oh, it's got to touch.
Did you feel it, Danny?
You got to be very careful not to touch.
Where's my dick pic from Danny? Yeah. Where's my dick pic from Danny?
Danny, you got to send a dick pic to Marcus. Yeah,
maybe.
Now, do you want it? Wait, hold on. Do you want Billy's? Not Billy's. Do you want Danny's dick pic?
Is it honey running pussy?
Do you want Danny's dick pic to be soft, or you want him hard during it?
You know what? You probably ain't got that much time. Let's see it soft.
Danny, you gotta go soft. So it's just like, if you want to take a picture of it right now, just put your camera down your pants and then go, here you go, Marcus, kick, and then send it out.
He's sending it now.
Apparently, we have to forget. We can't forget to film the AIDS test. And the results, some giggles.
Billy just doesn't want to get AIDS. No, but I don't think
Billy's not going to this.
Wait, hold on.
Giggles is not going to allow this.
First off, First off, Billy is so much of a germaphobe, he would not go to a place
where
his jizz just flying around.
You don't like to shake hands.
For Christ's sake, Marcus.
And I think Giggles kind of got a leash on.
Wait, so while
I think Giggles would go before Billy. Yeah. I'm just saying.
While Marcus has got the mouth, I got the front door. Eddie's got the back door. Can Marcus bring a gay...
She's got two hands. Yeah.
No,
I'm just saying.
Marcus
she can go down the Yellow Brick Road.
Marcus brings one of his gay buddies, and you can get titty fucked while all that's
going
on.
I don't want to get titty fucked, though.
I'm just saying.
This is what I want, not what you want me to have done to me. Yeah. I don't want to get... I have a beautiful rack. I just don't want to stick a dick between it, Danny. Jesus. Make sure you note the time on that.
Tread lightly. Who lives in hope of pussy?
All right, Marcus, I got to hang up on you.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had standards.
All right, you guys take it easy.
Take it easy,
buddy. Take it easy. Have fun fucking storming the castle.
Okay.
All right, later.
Oh, that's good. See, now that, no offense, to me, that doesn't sound that bad of a time.
Oh, sure it is.
What do you mean?
It's a terrible time. You and Danny touching dicks is bad.
No, I don't mean me and Danny. I'm talking about the ass taking that bitch, yeah. D-A-T, B-I-T-C-H, his girlfriend, that bitch, because we use code names on the show. So he takes that bitch, and she goes down there. I've seen the pictures of her ass. She could probably pull in a pretty penny. That's all I'm saying. He goes down to the theater, and everybody just takes a shot at her.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, I mean, you got guys that are going to come quick, guys that come... I mean, like, if she's willing to become a cum dumpster for cash, then it's not... I mean, we can't look bad on it, is all I'm saying.
Guessing gratuities will be accepted.
Well, I don't know.
Marcus gets 30%.
Marcus is going to have a tip cup. But I don't know.
That you could probably get away with, but charging flat out, you're
not
going to get away with.
Well, you don't say it out loud.
You know somebody's going to fuck it up.
All right.
Wait, he just announced it on a radio show.
No one listens. I mean, everyone listens.
That's true.
It's the Ham Radio Show, 718-577-1389. We're going to go to break. When we come back, you're going to hear a brand new song from the Dan Bruder Band called... I'm not telling you what the song is called, but the album is called Evolution. I'll tell you what the song is called after these words. Yay. Come on.
Guess again.
Oh, there it is. Danny, do it again.
Just in case you thought we were trained professionals, guess again. More after this.
This is Ham Radio.
I think you're all fucked in the head. We're 10 hours from the fucking fun park, and you want to bail out. Well, I'll tell you something. This is no longer a vacation. It's a quest. It's a quest for fun. I'm going to have fun, and you're going to have fun. We're all going to have so much fucking fun, we'll need plastic surgery to remove our goddamn smiles. You'll be whistling Symphony Duda out of your asshole. I got to be crazy. I'm on a pilgrimage to see...
Ham Radio.
Praise...
Ham Radio.
Holy shit.
Tuesdays, starting at 9 a.m. Eastern. Follow us. Not too close. On Twitter. Twitter.com/HamRadioShow.
HamRadioShow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit EDPublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers.
Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000 square foot mega club with a 20,000 square foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode of the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode as well as past shows on HamRadioShow.com. Go to HamRadioShow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know, Vivid Clubs, comes in the night of your life.
Religion Tequila, the world's finest premium 100% organic tequila, using only the purest organic ingredients and time-tested distillation process to create a true reflection of our commitment and collaboration with nature. Journey to purity and perfection with Religion Tequila, our vision, our devotion, our religion. 100% organic handcrafted tequila by Religion Tequila. Visit them on the web at ReligionTequila.com. That's ReligionTequila.com.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter,
twitter.com/hamradioshow.
On-demand salon. OnDemandSalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On OnDemandSalon.com. That's OnDemandSalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. OnDemandSalon.com.
Hi there, I'm Carl Weathers. You know, I've been maimed and left for dead by a predator. I've been scared to death by an alligator head. Hell, I've even been pummeled by an Italian guy and beaten to death by a huge steroid-filled Russian. But nothing in my movies has prepared me for the beating I took at the hands of Ham Radio.
We're back, and you're still listening to Ham Radio. What are you, stupid?
Yeah! 87 days, 21 hours, until Uncle Eddie and Danny take over Las Vegas, baby! That's right, that's right, that's right. The boys, the Uncracked Kings of Reality Radio, are headed to Las Vegas, Nevada. We're headed to the Expo 2018. The Expo, you know what it is. I don't need to tell you, but you need to find out by going to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. All you have to do is know that at the Hard Rock Casino Hotel on August 19th through the 22nd, it will be the Expo of all Expos, brought to you by Religion Tequila. Our vision, our devotion, our religion, 100% organic, handcrafted tequila, the official sponsor of the 2018 Expo. And, of course, remember, drink responsibly. Let me tell you, it's going to be a humdinger of a party, and you can be there. Go to theedpub.com for more information. That's theedpub.com for more information. And tell them that Uncle Eddie and the Ham Radio Show sent you. And when they're done laughing, you can probably join the party. It's going to be big. It's going to be huge. It's the Expo. It's going to be amazing. Go to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Yeah!
It's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up with your host, Jason Hadley. Kim Kardashian was recently spotted with her two oldest children at Disneyland's West Coast theme park. Not to say that Disneyland's expensive, but let's be glad she didn't go to the one in France, as that would have been Kim Kardashian's second Paris robbery. Sources at Nickelodeon Network confirmed the reboot of their kids' game show Double Dare will include original host Mark Summers. Now closer to his 70s, Mark has some awesome ideas for physical challenges, like picking up laundry baskets and not slipping in the shower. A 20-year-old woman suing R. Kelly claiming sexual misconduct, false imprisonment, and knowingly infecting her with herpes. Or if the sex slave rumors are true, what R. Kelly would call tryouts. Happy birthday to host of The Price is Right, Drew Carey, who is however many years old someone can guess without going over. And that's the Hollywood Rockin' Wrap-Up. Follow us on Twitter at Rockin' Wrap-Up.
Central Station, I know I'm too far.
That's right, Joe. That's right.
That is one hot record.
That is a hot record.
That is one motherfucking hot record.
That was something for the pain.
Wow.
That was something for the pain from the Dan Bruder Band.
Tell me something about the group, man. Is that a band?
What would you like to know?
Is that a band or is it just a guy singing?
No, it's the Dan Bruder Band.
All right, they're fucking hot, man.
All right. The name of the album right now is Evolution. It's the brand new album. It's out right now.
You're going to hear a lot from those guys, man.
Absolutely. For more information, you can go to DanBruderBand.com. That's DanBruderBand.com. DanBruderBand.com.
It's their first album?
No, they've had multiple albums before.
They're too polished. They're really good.
Oh, no, they're amazing.
Yeah.
They have, it's a giant ensemble. They have,
you can hear it.
A couple of guitar players. They got some bass players. They got drums. They got a sax.
Do they tour?
I don't know if they tour. We got to look things up.
They work at a local place. I'd like to go see them.
Billy, look them up. Dan Bruder.
DanBruderBand.com.
Well,
they are fucking hot, man. Yeah. That is one great take.
And by the way, if you go to DanBruderBand.com, you can also look up when I did his TV show.
Correct.
Who the Hell is Dan Bruder? Uh-huh. There are the videos, the web series is up there when I play pretty much me. It's not even pretty much, it's me.
That's right.
Being me.
Who else would you be?
Well, I know, it's typecasting. But it's a great little role. It was good stuff. It was a good day had by all.
Yeah.
He has a web series on there. There's music on there. You can get the album. Billy, you have tour dates or anything? Are they out?
No, there's nothing listed.
Keep notified. Go there and go to the website. Pick up the album. You just heard one of the songs.
Yeah, really.
Something
cool.
For the Pain off the album Evolution, the Dan Bruder Band.
Real strong rock, man.
Damn right. I mean, there's a lot of songs on there. It's a full disc. You mean like some albums nowadays have like four songs?
Do I get to keep that album?
That used to be called an EP.
Yes. This is an actual album. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 songs.
Yeah.
10 songs on there. Do you want to hear another song, Joe?
I'd like to hear something.
All right, what do you want to hear? I'm going to throw out some titles.
Yeah.
You tell me what you want to hear.
Okay.
All right. We just played Something for the Pain.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
All right, let me just, I got to get this fucking CD player in check here. All right, so we got Blank Canvas.
Blank Canvas?
Blank Canvas.
Oh, Blank Canvas. I thought you meant like blank, like fuck Kansas. You
know? Okay, stop talking and just listen. This is not your Shecky Green bit. Listen to what I'm saying. Blank Canvas.
Yes.
City Tear.
City?
City.
Okay.
Tear.
Okay.
Indivisible.
Yeah.
Girls Night. Attitude. Shout. Reentry. Beat the Devil. And Power Slide.
Is that the shout from the old Isley Brothers
Attitude
show?
Sounds good.
No, it just says shout. I was going to vote Attitude, too.
Okay, so let's do Attitude.
All right, cool. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six. Let's go to six.
Okay.
All right, here is the Dan Bruder Band. Here is Attitude on the Ham Radio Show. Everyone be quiet. We're going to play some music.
Go for it.
It's What We Do.
Yeah.
There it is. Attitude. Dan Bruder Band, WHAM, coming at you. Here it goes. Here's a hot one from the album Evolution. Here's the Dan Bruder Band. Come on.
We're living in hard times, but it don't have to hurt. We're standing on the edge of tomorrow. You think you're out of time, but the joke ain't over. Keep heading down the road from sorrow. We'll be right back.
Attitude off the album Evolution. It's the Dan Bruder Band. I'm telling you, it's a solid. I don't want to keep playing all their fucking songs, though. That's the problem. Because if I play all their songs, then no one's going to buy the album, and I want people to buy the album.
What do you think? They want to hear it once?
But the thing is, if I keep giving it away, wow. I'm like the crack dealer. I want someone to buy the crack,
that's
Joe.
A little
I don't
temptation,
want to.
You know, there, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. DanBruderBand.com. That's DanBruderBand.com. And if you go to the website, we were just talking about it.
Right.
Billy did some background stuff. Not only is my episode of Who the Hell is Dan Bruder in the web series department, but Billy was saying he had 14 million viewers every time he posted.
Monthly.
Oh. Monthly. I mean, like, and that's a pretty goddamn big deal. So
damn
it was a
right.
good show. I believe they're in talks to do another season. So
that's better than most TV shows.
Yeah,
out there.
That is.
Damn right.
So Who the Hell is Dan Bruder videos are up there. But also, Billy, you said he did a lot of shit with the Dixie Chicks and Bon Jovi.
No.
You were reading the whole thing here.
When he put together the video, his series, you had Liberty DeVito from Billy Joel.
Yes, who we met, yeah.
John... Either Ginty or Ginty, I'm not sure. But he's also the guy who produced this album. He's played with the Dixie Chicks and Robert Randolph. Devin Allman.
He's in the episode with me.
The Royal Southern Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Muddy Shoes from
Southside.
And
the Allman Brothers.
No.
Yes, he's one of the kids.
Right.
Yes.
He's one of the children, but he's
from the legacy of the Allman Brothers, Billy, for fuck's sake.
In the band.
It doesn't matter. He's one of the legacy. His last name is Allman, for fuck's sake.
Right.
It's not like his name is like John Doe.
His name is Elijah Blue.
Yeah.
Could be. You never know.
Jacob and Eli.
Fix that.
Yeah. All right, go ahead.
Muddy Shoe from Southside Johnny.
Yeah.
Lorenzo Pons from Bon Jovi.
It's good that Billy can read.
I know,
can't read. But if you actually go to the site, purchase the album on the site, if you buy it before June 1st...
Yeah, sell it, Billy. Come on.
You will also get his first album.
Oh, what's the name of the first album?
Oh, cool.
Billy has to look up stuff. It's more funny.
It's written here, but it's written here, find it.
And it has words.
Gotta go to that.
I can't do
now.
It, Captain.
But you get two albums for the price of one, is what Billy
the
said.
The Act of Kindness.
So the Act of Kindness, the new album is Evolution. Go to danbruderband.com. We played you two cuts off the album. We played you Something for the Pain, if I'm correct, Something for the Pain. And we played you Attitude. There's a lot more to listen to. You need to get this album. It's good. Joe, if Joe was saying it's good.
Yeah, it is a good album. It's a great album.
The one thing we can't second guess Joe on is music.
Yeah.
Sure we can. You ever hear the reverb?
I know.
Yeah, right. It's true.
What do you mean? My thing sounds great. Yeah. Anywho, so that's where we're
When's
at now.
Joe cutting another song?
Joe never cuts fucking songs. I'm tired of asking him. Everything's a fucking issue. I'm too old. I can't do it.
My wife's got knitting class.
You don't need to fucking have Billy help. You have a whole studio that you legitimately can fucking do it yourself.
Yeah.
And everything will work out, but you just don't have the gumption to do it anymore.
You know, what you're saying is a truism. Because
it's a truism.
I have no inspiration to write songs anymore. I just... You know, I haven't written anything in about 3 or 4 years.
Oh, Billy, I'm supposed to ask you a question.
I don't know. Answer the phone.
Wait, hold on for a second. Let me just do that first. Let me answer the phone. It's the Ham Radio. Who's this?
This is the one and only DJ Platypus.
Hey! I work for you.
I'm my ham and eggers.
How are you, sir?
Very busy, Uncle Eddie. Very, very busy.
Oh, come on. Like, you have some expo coming up.
Well, that's why I'm calling. I have a quick announcement to make if you have a minute.
Okay, Joe, give him a drum roll. Go ahead.
Oh, I thought Joe had a stroke. Okay, that was a drum roll. Okay.
Sort of like
one can wish.
So, in addition, I've just finalized the deal last week. In addition to Uncle Eddie representing the pub at this year's expo in August at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Eddie will be joined by Ronnie the Limbo Driver Mund.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Shuli Agar.
Yeah!
And J.D. Harmeyer, all from the Howard Stern Show.
Fucking mumble mouth himself.
Yes, there will be mumbling and grumbling at this year's expo, Uncle Eddie.
All right.
And a good time good. Will be had by all.
You are a good boy, Platypus. You are a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
You've done well.
But wait, there's more.
There's more.
Ooh. Wait, there's more.
So for the first time ever, Uncle Eddie, we've never done this before, but this year we're going to invite the public to come to some of our events, one of which will be a meet and greet with Uncle Eddie, Ronnie, JD, and Shuli.
Wow.
But the general public, there will be tickets issued, a limited amount. And what it will entail is seats to our awards show on Tuesday night and a meet and greet with Ronnie, JD, Shuli, and, of course, the one and only Uncle Eddie of Ham Radio.
He sucks, but the other three are great.
Of course, to our pool party as well. There's going to be VIP packages as well as a standard general admission package. It's for the public, and it will go on the pub website sometime next week.
How cool
so,
that?
Wait, let me do my plug. For more information, please go to theedpub.com. Go to theedpub.com. When, you know, give it a little bit. He has to actually put it on the site.
Okay.
And then you'll have your information, and then you'll be able to get your tickets, and then you'll be able to hang out with Ronnie the Limo Driver, J.D. Harmeyer, and Shuli Agar. Three amazing guys. I work with them. They work on the Howard Stern Show. I get to work with them in the building. SiriusXM, they're great people, wonderful people. The show is going to be an amazing thing. You got to go. Pool party is all you need to know. Girls in bikinis and Ronnie the Limo Driver, all in the same place. You can't fucking beat it. You can't beat it.
Do you see why I love Uncle Eddie so much, guys?
You see, Billy, that's called selling the product.
Right.
You see that?
I see it. Yeah.
You see what that was? I really am excited because those are three great motherfucking guys.
Oh, that's
and
correct.
It's going to be a great. I'm actually now excited, and I'm doing the show.
Ooh.
I'm there, and I'm excited. Imagine what a fan would be like if they get a chance to hang out Ronnie, JD, and Shuley.
I'm getting
Woody. And me, by the way, as well.
I tell you.
Right.
Yeah, come on now. This is going to be good. Mm-hmm. Plus, girls in bikinis.
Ooh.
Come on now. Hot chicks in bikinis. And there's going to be no dogs in this fucking pack, people.
Oh, boy.
All right?
Oh, no. Not at all.
No.
It'll be the finest of our finest girls.
It's going to be amazing stuff. It's going to be what some might say a humdinger of a time.
Well, last year at our pool party at the rehab pool at the Hard Rock, we had over 100 contestants.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was 100 bikinis on stage at rehab last year, and we're anticipating, we're trying to figure out a way to do it because it just took too long, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're getting so many entries, so one of the ideas that we were pitching was to have them submit videos to the pub, and I was going to ask Ham Radio to judge the top 50 finalists, and then those would be the girls that would actually compete at the pool. At the rehab pool on Wednesday of our event.
Okay.
So.
I tried.
But, Eddie, I know you got to go, but I got one more thing real quick I want to tell you.
One more thing. One more thing.
I told you I've been busy.
Yes.
So last week I was in Los Angeles, and I had a very important meeting with a company called DJ City. And DJ City and the pub formed a partnership. They are now an official sponsor of the pub.
Oh.
And one of the things that DJ City does, they have a record pool for DJs where the DJs can download their music. But on top of that, they also have a relationship with all of the major artists and record labels in the country. So one of the things I worked into my pitch was I'm trying, this isn't official yet, but I'm letting you know it's officially in the works.
Okay.
I am trying to get you an exclusive interview with Cardi B and Mr. 305 himself, Pitbull.
Holy shit!
And I'm currently in talks with their management teams to set up times and dates that coordinate with your show to get them as actual exclusive interviews for you, Uncle Eddie, because you've done so much for me, the pub, and the strip club industry. We love you. We thank you. We're going to do everything we can to help you in any way we can.
Hold on. I'm trying to hold my boner down. Holy shit.
Let's give him a hand for that.
Thank you. Let's give a hand to us and to Platypus and to theedpub.com. God damn it. They're doing so much over there. That
I know.
It brings a tear to my eye.
I'm so happy.
They're doing so much more than you guys do.
I'm on the plots.
Look at Billy. He's excited, too, and he's not even going.
Billy doesn't get excited.
Now his girlfriend.
Nope. I stay level-headed.
His fiance won't let him. Yeah. Thank you so much, Mr. Platypus, sir.
Well, thank you, Eddie, and I got to go. Joe's cardiologist is on the other line. I'll
talk to you later. Talk to you later.
Right, he made a funny.
He made a funny.
I know.
That's my boss. He's a funny guy.
He's telling the truth.
I like him. He can stay. Oh, my God. Dude, we might be getting... Ladies and gentlemen, that's a big fucking... Can I just point out that Howard just did an interview.
Yeah.
He just did an interview with Cardi B. It has like half a bazillion people have listened to it. Cardi B, she makes money moves. One of the biggest acts out there right now. Yeah. That's one interview. Then on top of that, there's a possibility.
That's great. That's
another possibility of Mr. 305 representing Miami all day long. Pitt. Motherfucking bull.
Do we have to wear a suit for that?
I think we have to dress up, and he'll probably just be on the phone.
Yeah.
But we have to dress up.
Because he has to talk to Mr. 718.
Mr. 718 meets Mr. 305.
I'll put on shoes.
Damn right. And 718's just my cholesterol count. It's not even my fucking zip code.
Yeah.
That zip code, area code, whatever.
I would say your cholesterol count may be Mr. 347.
Damn right.
Ooh.
No, I don't think I have bad cholesterol. I really don't think so. Not as bad as Joe's.
Well, there's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol.
Just like this good host on this show and his bad host on the show. I kid.
I happen to be very healthy.
Danny, do you realize, Danny, look at me. Look at me. Do you see how I'm bringing you, Danny, to Vegas? We're going to Vegas.
Well, I'm bringing myself.
Why not? You pay for your ticket and everything. Boy, you're stupid. You could have stayed with me. Oh, but I'm saying, though, can you not fuck up this moment? We're going, Danny. We're going to be working with Ronnie Munn. Shuley Agar, and J.D. Hormeyer. Three big names from the Howard Stern
Fuck
show.
Fuck that. Yeah. A hundred girls?
We never get that question.
We never got that question. Bill.
What?
Giggles wants to know.
No, if you would allow her to fuck another man, if you can fuck another woman, yes or no?
No.
All right, so okay, there you go. Answer the question.
Simple no.
That's not fair,
and he didn't beat around the bush.
No.
A simple answer.
He didn't beat her bush.
That's absolutely not fair.
No. Well, no. She asked if he...
Do I look like the fucking swinging type? Like, hey, you do that, I'll do this.
Actually,
no.
Yes, you do.
What?
You also look like you have people in your fucking basement gagged and fucking tied. But, you know...
Well,
that's a whole other thing.
Is that what the fucking racket is down there?
Wait,
yes.
Suppose you were seduced by some woman.
By the way, Marcus says, wow.
And you did it. Would you go over and tell Giggles I did it? So now you...
What woman is going to seduce me?
Oh,
try
come on.
To seduce me.
Apparently,
Giggles chase me down, you know?
You're not that bad.
Did Giggles seduce you, or did Giggles just go,
Or did Billy was the seducing?
Yeah, did you show like a nipple, Bill?
Or was Giggles like, hey, I'll let you stick your penis inside me?
By the way, Bisexual Marcus says he's disappointed in Billy. So that's usually how we all feel, so
how do you think she feels?
I know. She fucks him. How do you think she feels?
There you go.
Oh, dude, we got some big news today on the show. How are you not excited? Not only that, we're going to see titties. It's 100 girls times 2. Because they all have 2 tits.
Plus you get all the other ones prior to that.
Unless one of them has a mastectomy. So let's just say they all have 2 tits. Okay? So there's 100 women times 2, Billy. Is that?
Didn't he just say we're breaking it down to the top 50? So you're getting...
Yes, but we get to see the 50.
Right.
We get to see the 100.
We may get more than 100.
We turn it into 50. So 50 times 2 boobs, that's still 100 boobs.
You're going to get more than that.
I want
more
a dollar
likely,
per boob.
Look,
he
I'm
was
not,
saying with
I,
the amount of look, people that are filling out and coming on and dropping off their resumes and photographs.
Look, I'm not a CPA. I'm not here to do math.
Of course
not. Let me
not.
Say, that's a lot of tits.
I think,
that's all I'm saying.
I think Giggles
You'll
is
be fine.
Cut Marcus.
Probably. Maybe Giggles should come and do the master debate 2.
Right.
It should be a 3-way. Master Debate 2, and then you have Giggles, Carla Force, and then Bisexual Marcus. Just telling you, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, free speech is never silent, so always speak the fuck up. And also, if you're going to fuck that chicken...
Go balls deep.
Go balls deep, and also remember that chicken went to theedpub.com. That's theedpub.com. Ladies and gentlemen, I also say this to you. I say AMF, my friends. And you know what that means, Danny?
I don't know what it means?
It means adios, motherfucker! Danny, we're going to Vegas, baby! Come on! Yeah!
The Ham Radio Show is a production of the Unfiltered Radio Network. And broadcast live from the Bunker Studios in New York every Wednesday night from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on UnfilteredRadioNetwork.com. All material heard on the Ham Radio Show is copyrighted by the Ham Radio Show. Some material may be copyrighted by its respective owners. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of the Ham Radio Show's material without the written consent of Ham Radio and or its affiliates is strictly prohibited. And if you don't understand all that legal mumbo-jumbo, here's Billy to explain it to you in not-so-technical terms.
So, asshole, that means you can't use this without our permission. Fuck you.